Ace Podcast.
Weird.
Hey, welcome to Weird with Aaron.
And that's Craig. I'm Craig.
I'm Aaron.
Okay.
And we got a guest in the studio today.
Yeah, but you can't hear him because they don't have a mic.
No mic. But Savannah's here visiting.
Yes.
As we... Savannah E, we'll say.
Is that okay?
Stopped by Savannah the Lee Berry Studios just outside of Nashville, Tennessee to watch
us. In an undisclosed location.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the Lee Berry Studios.
Yeah. You remember Craig?
I remember him.
I was talking about Ace Podcast.
Ace Podcast.
And there's a lot of new shows on the Ace Podcast Network,
which
we're proudly part of the Ace Podcast Network. But today I listened to...
You know, Adam and I have the same birthday.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
How coincidental is that?
But he's a lot younger than me.
Yes,
and
everybody.
You're a lot older than me.
I am 2 weeks older than you.
No,
we've
whatever,
been over this like 14 times.
Whatever.
Anyway, today I listened to...
he's Australian. He's cooler than you.
All Australians are cooler than us.
Mate.
Today I listened to one of our new additions to the Ace Podcast Network called Between Us Girls.
Yeah, that's a perfect one for you.
Isn't that funny?
That's perfect for you.
The girls, Liz Stone and David Allen.
So
What? it's kind of weird. Fits right along with...
Okay. I'm not passing any judgment.
No.
You threw me off when you said that.
Yeah, but Between Us Girls, it's described as
Between Us Girls?
As a fun and edgy show about today's topics, and they just have a lot of fun. You know, they laugh at themselves, kind of like we do, but it's a very professional-sounding podcast.
Oh, so that's where we differ.
Exactly.
They're actually professional.
Yeah, they have excellent interviews with famous folks and a lot more. Now, I will tell you, it's not safe for work, so you don't want to listen to it with the kids in the room, but it's still a fun podcast. So today we are shouting out to Between Us Girls, Liz Stone, David Allen. Keep up the good work.
Awesome.
Yeah. And I think we also...
And that's girls, G-U-R-L-Z.
It really is.
Girls, that's a hip way of saying
yeah,
it.
Yeah, maybe that's how David fits into that.
What was that hand thing you just did?
It fits into that. That was my hand fitting.
It's a gesture. Okay,
yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
I know the guy down below, this guy, Kerry Walker.
I know Kerry Walker.
He gave us 5 stars.
Is he kin to Christopher? Oh, that's Walk-In.
Yeah, and I probably shouldn't have said I know him because now it sounds like it's rigged.
Well, it's okay. It's okay because he's a great guy. And he would not lie.
Yeah.
We know that for a fact.
Because
he's just a good guy.
Okay.
And we know him personally, and he's a good guy.
So you're
going to
tell me what he say?
I thought you would.
You want me to do it?
Yeah, go ahead.
He said, so funny.
Yeah.
I love these guys. What hilarious and clean podcast. I can't read English.
it is hilarious and clean.
English is hard.
I don't know about hilarious, but we do try to keep it clean. Family friendly here.
We don't try. We do.
All right, you got top story?
I'll do it.
Top story.
Student who left a pineapple in the middle of an art exhibition as a prank is left shocked after bungling curators put it inside a glass case. A student who left a pineapple in the middle of an art exhibition as a prank was left shocked after curators put the fruit inside a glass case. Gray, 22, left the exotic fruit. Now pineapples are exotic?
They are exotic fruit.
It was like a star fruit or something.
That's
something
true.
That I think would be exotic. I mean, heck. He left it, anyway, in the middle of Robert Gordon University after buying it for £1 as a joke. And the next day it was put on show at the center of the display. Red-faced officials, well, they'd be easy to pick out.
Yeah.
Removed the pineapple after realizing their mistake, but it had already been on display for 2 days, fooling hundreds of students as well as lecturers who are said to have praised the genius of the work. It's so natural. So pineapple-y.
They are nice to look at.
They is more delicious to eat.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
Now a picture of the hilarious pineapple prank. I want so bad. What's the Shia?
Sheila Booth.
Well, what's his chant?
Oh, he will not divide us.
I don't know why that came to mind.
I don't either.
Because I was thinking of them finding this hilarious pineapple. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just actually going to start that whole sentence over and forget that I was even here.
Go ahead.
Now a picture of the hilarious pineapple prank has gone viral, racking up thousands of retweets. Who is originally from Edinburgh, told Mail Online, "I saw an empty art display stand and decided, nice spelling, to see how long it would stay there or if people would believe it was art. I came in later, and it had been put in a glass case. It's the funniest thing that's happened all year.
It really is, by the way. I saw the picture, and it wouldn't quite fit. So it just it's set at an angle.
My honors supervisor saw it and asked an art lecturer if it was real because he could not believe it. He apparently replied, "Of course it's real. You can see what they were trying to do with the top of the pineapple in the glass." I was just so shocked that it had been fully accepted as part of the art display. The art exhibition was called Look Again and aimed to let visitors look at places and spaces around us through fresh eyes. But the curator had never expected that an impromptu piece of art would become part of the show.
That's funny stuff. Okay, you know what time it is, right?
In Florida, I went to...
Headline is, Florida deputy fired after quoting Training Day waving guns. So Training Day, the movie.
Yeah.
This Florida deputy. I'll just read the story.
Yeah, why don't you?
A deputy who quoted Denzel Washington's character in Training Day while waving around a firearm has been fired.
Waving around the firearm is probably what did it.
Probably.
Yeah.
According to the Orlando Sentinel, Lake County Sheriff's Deputy Dean Zipes was fired on April 21st after allegedly pulling out his gun twice in an office setting, as well as pointing the weapon at a pizza delivery man while joking that the
Seriously.
Man was Markeith Lloyd, who is accused of killing Orlando Police Master Sergeant Deborah Clayton. That's taking the joke a little too far.
You can't see me doing that, shaking my head. I'm shaking my head.
Witnesses say that on February 16th,
Zipes
quoted and emulated a Training Day scene in which Washington rubs his weapons together in front of a trainee. The incident, which occurred in the presence of several deputies, happened outside a sheriff's substation. Witnesses saw Zipes rub his taser gun and his regular gun together near a Kangaroo Express convenience store, according to the Orlando Sentinel. Zipes is also accused of pulling out his gun in an office setting. Maybe he wanted to do an office pop. You know what that is?
No.
Office pop. Making some racial slurs. So Zipes said he is trying to be funny and he was just a guy going through some stuff.
Going through some stuff.
Yeah, he's going through some litigation.
Right. Wow. Hey.
Yeah.
I like the Red Lobster cheddar biscuits.
Do you really?
They made a lip balm?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, they did. You remember, I think it was last year we had the story of KFC's chicken flavor lip balm.
Was it lip balm?
Yeah.
It was something nasty.
It was original recipe lip balm.
Oh, I don't know. Red Lobster is dropping it. Whatever. The cheddar, I guess you could drop them easily. They're probably small containers, right? They're dropping the cheddar biscuit flavored lip balm.
Well,
for the restaurant chain's 25th anniversary, they're going to drop their product. Is that what that's about?
And I think they're dropping it. Like, it's about to hit the streets.
Oh, they're about to drop it.
Yeah.
It's about to drop.
Yes.
That's how it should have been said.
I think that's what they're saying.
Okay, it should have said their new product is about to drop.
Yeah, it should
have.
That
makes sense.
Yes, it does.
For the restaurant chain's 25th anniversary, Red Lobster announced that those who signed up for its Fresh Catch Club email by 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on May 8th will be entered in a chance. to be one of 250 lucky winners of its brand new Cheddar Bay biscuit flavored lip balm. Yes, lip balm. Red Lobster is paying homage to the customer favorite with a beauty product, along with teas, magnets, and the like, that reportedly smells like butter mixed with maple syrup.
What if they'd had like lobster flavored lip balm? That'd be disgusting.
Like this isn't.
Well, that's true.
The flavor also varies a bit from what you might expect. Refinery 29. Whoever that is, who got a sneak peek at the product, called it caramel popcorn taste.
Yeah.
That's about as far from cheddar biscuit flavor.
So, in other words, they took a flavor that already existed and decided
and just
to call
trying
it cheddar
to call
biscuits.
It that. They're not the first to take their goods from dining to beauty shelves either. Other food brands have also dipped into the lip balm game. Ben & Jerry's ice cream.
Now, there's a lip balm
flavor. Flavored lip balm.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yes, it does.
It comes in flavors chocolate fudge brownie, strawberry kiwi swirl, mint chocolate cookie, or chocolate chip cookie dough. Now, I can get behind that.
All those are normal.
But I don't want lobster or biscuit flavored.
No, that sounds gross.
That's disgusting.
Headline is, attorney charged after allegedly egging cars. You think an attorney, somebody that's gone through law school,
somebody charged him?
You think they would know better? It was a she, I believe. This comes to us from Nicholas Hills, Oklahoma. An Oklahoma attorney has been charged with a misdemeanor crime for allegedly vandalizing cars parked in front of her parents' million-dollar home. Why that makes any difference, I don't get it. On February 11th, an eyewitness called...
I think it just underscores the fact that there's some entitlement thing going on.
Maybe that's
something weird going on.
An eyewitness called 911 to report the incident near the corner of Wilshire and Waverly. The 911 caller was driving by when she saw a woman in a white shirt hurling raw eggs at parked cars. A good thing, if they were hard-boiled, it could have broken glass
or something. They just bounce off, too.
Also, a neighbor across the street captured the whole thing on her surveillance camera. The suspect allegedly egged five cars that were legally parked in front of the home.
In front of the home.
According to Nicholas Hills Police Chief Stephen Cox, officers talked to several neighbors who confirmed that the family who lives at the home had been involved in a longstanding showdown with City Hall over the parking along the street in front of their home. So they were sore. They were sore that these cars were parking in front of their house, but it wasn't illegal. I mean, these
Wouldn't you at least wait until the dark of night to go do that?
You think you somebody with the intelligence to become a lawyer, you would, this wait, has, you wait. Know what, it's got Saul Goodman written all over it. I could see him doing this. I couldn't even imagine why somebody would be so upset that cars were parked on the street legally.
Depends how big the street is,
said Chief Cox. Well, if it's legal, still you can't get upset. Police arrested 37-year-old Kelly Hensley for the crime. Hensley is an attorney who lives with her mom and dad. Well,
how's that even possible?
Officers reviewed the surveillance video before arresting
Hensley. Was it correspondence course?
She was charged with misdemeanor crime. So we got an attorney living in the basement, egging cars.
Okay, I was disappointed. This next one I sent you and you'd already found it.
Yes.
And this is just so good.
It is good.
Driver stopped by New Hampshire police with cheese wrapper as fake inspection
This is
sticker.
When I wish we were on television because the picture
the
is...
The picture was awesome. You got close enough. It was a cheese
so
wrapper.
Good.
Alexandria, New Hampshire. The Alexandria Police Department issued a statement warning drivers about fake inspection and registration stickers after finding a vehicle covered in cheese wrappers on Saturday. The driver was pulled over and had what seemed to be cutout flyers and cheese wrapper stuck to her windows and license plate in an attempt to fool police. Do you think she's going through the store and goes, that looks familiar?
You know what? I can save some money. Let's see. The license is $5.
The cheese out of it.
The cheese is $3.
The punishment for using fake stickers is considered a misdemeanor and can lead up to a fine of up to $1,200. But in this case, she could be fined up to $2,400.
Boy, that's an expensive mistake.
Her car will also be towed and impounded until she properly registers it and has it towed from the lot, according to police. We can't even file this under A for effort category, Alexander Police said on their Facebook page. Wow.
Hey, do we have a creepy theme? If not, we need a creepy theme.
This is, we had the one early on in the show where the lady like had the dead husband in the house for a while.
Yeah, that's right. This is kind of connected because the headline is, husband slept in same room as his wife's body for 6 days.
That's a long time to sleep.
Yeah, and that, even for me and
you were
that,
slow on the
that's
uptake.
A long time.
You were slow on the uptake on that one.
Wendy Davison, 50, died at home.
Hey, that's your age.
Yeah, it is. In Derby last month after a 10-month battle with cervical cancer. Russell Davison, who has been left heartbroken, said he did not want her body to go to the mortuary, and he wanted to challenge attitudes towards dying.
How does that challenge?
I guess he's trying to start a trend, maybe.
Corpse or people, too.
You know, people used to sit up with the dead. Remember that?
They used to take weird photos with the dead.
Yeah, back in the day, you sat up with the dead for a few days. And I think that was because in the old days, they didn't. Some people were.
Spit it out.
Some people were presumed dead.
They were alive.
They were alive.
That's why they had bells and strings that went down.
Yeah, that's right.
But they also took pictures, or you say pictures. They didn't have a lot of money for the photos were expensive.
Yeah.
And they would like literally prop up their dead kids and stuff in the photos.
Yeah, there's websites dedicated to that type of thing.
Freaky.
So it's legal to keep a body at home and Derbyshire Coroner's.
Says who?
Says Derbyshire's Coroner's Court.
Derbyshire's Coroner's Court.
They confirmed Ms. Davison's that he did report her death. So Mr. Davison said death seems to be such a taboo subject in our society. No one seems to want to talk about it. I got no issue talking about death.
I mean, it's kind of all around you.
You're going to die. If you're born.
What have you heard?
No time soon, I hope.
So much for your bedside manner.
I don't really feel like replacing you right now, so try to keep breathing for a while.
Savannah's over here. She'll do the show.
I did not want her in the mortuary.
Savannah?
No, I don't want her in the mortuary either,
Craig. Right. Well, I mean, she might work there.
Or hand it over to a funeral director. I wanted us to take care of ourselves and our family at our home here. Leave her in her bedroom so I could sleep in the same room. Contentious trust and probate lawyer Jack Ward said that it's not an offense
he was a great actor.
To keep a body at home until the funeral as long as the death is reported and registered, which it was. So,
Russell, she's dead, mate.
Historically, people would die at home and the body would be kept there until the funeral. That's what they said.
Yeah,
still a little creepy to me.
I don't know.
I mean, it
Thanks
is
Thanks for bringing us down, though. Set the tone low.
Well, you know. Hey, wait a minute. Let me hit this button. In
Florida. You're kind of getting slow with the button pushing.
Sorry about that. I was thinking about the dead lady 6 days and the guy sleeping in the same room and all
that. Yeah, we just heard that.
Yeah.
Can I go now?
Go ahead.
Okay. Elusive ghost gator.
Ooh, scary.
A ghost. Caught after a month roaming Florida City.
A month.
An 8-foot alligator nicknamed the ghost gator. for its ability to vanish has been. I want that. I can make $1 million off that thing if it can just vanish.
Yeah, that's what we used to call vaporing.
Wouldn't that be called a magician?
No, there's a thing we used to do in high school called vaporing. And if you had to be in a class, but there was something going on you wanted to do, you'd show up for roll and then vanish, and nobody would even know you were gone. We called it vaporing. Just like poof.
I've never heard that before in my life.
Yeah, well.
Obviously,
we went to school together.
I should have been in the same class
as you.
I think
you just don't remember it.
Anyway, can I get back to the 8-foot alligator?
You had to have a certain level of IQ to get in the classes with me, but go ahead.
Which one of us used to work with the janitors?
Only in yearbook.
An 8-foot alligator named the Ghost Gator, for its ability to vanish, has been captured after a month of stalking a Florida neighborhood. Vincent and Angelica?
That's right. What a great name.
Angelica Tiefer of Bloomingdale said the alligator turned up Thursday in their backyard just outside the screened-in pool. All of a sudden, it started hissing at me.
Ooh.
And then it opened up its mouth, and I went running.
Sure you did, Vinny.
Tiefer told WFTS-TV. Deputies Caitlin Levine and Nathan Hall responded to the home with licensed trapper Rob Up the Grove. They made that up. They made that up.
Maybe it's supposed to be rapper instead of
up
trapper.
Up the Grove. It says UPTHEGROVE.
It does.
Rob Up the Grove. Up the Grove. When they just call him Rob the Alligator Catcher. To wrangle the reptile, named the Ghost Gator by neighbors who have spotted it during the past month, only to have it vanish before authorities arrived.
A month. An 8-foot gator was roaming the city for a month.
They've been hunting him, you know. They live in a 2.5-mile radius. He said they've been looking in this area because they haven't been able to find him, Tiefer said. Angelica captured video of the Up the Grove. I just don't believe that's his name. Captured the video of Up the Grove and deputy struggling with the alligator. You think I can get some help over here? He's got my arm.
This ghost is killing me.
You don't think it's going to happen in your backyard, she said.
Oh, that's good. 8-foot gator. If there was a story that there was an 8-foot gator roaming around our little town here, I'd stay in.
I mean, snakes, like when the cobra
got
loose.
Yeah, that you can understand.
You can understand because they're sneaky like snakes.
Snakes are sneaky, and they can hide in the grass.
Yeah.
Gators can't hide in the grass.
A gator can just sit there and wait to chomp on something. You think dogs would go missing? Cats would go missing?
That ghost gator was one crafty gator.
He was. He was pretty good, though.
Hey, you ever been to the circus? Do you ever go to the circus as a child?
I'm in it. When we record this, I feel like I'm in the circus.
Have you ever been?
I've been, no.
My parents used to take me to the Ringling Brothers Circus every year, mm-hmm. and I loved it. My favorite thing was the clown car, because I never could figure out how they fit all these clowns.
How do they do this?
I don't know. Oh. To this day, I hadn't figured it out. But that brings us to this headline, which is police stop 6-seat van, okay, carrying 40 construction workers.
No.
Yes, it is. And of course, it's from China. So they're tiny little people anyway. It may not have been such. I'm sorry. I take it back.
That would be inappropriate if it wasn't for the fact that you're a tiny little person.
We're so small. We fit in the car.
You're a small little person right now.
Police in China pulled over a van spotted driving slowly and erratically. It's because the guy couldn't control the steering wheel. And discovered the 6-seat vehicle was transporting.
The vehicle?
That's right. The vehicle was transporting 40 construction workers.
How?
Video from the April 30th traffic
stop.
How do you get to fit so many people in there? April 30th traffic stop in Chongqing shows workers in a construction helmets pouring
in
out of the van.
In a construction helmets?
No, they were in separate construction helmets pouring out of the van after it was pulled over. And I didn't see the actual video, but I did see a picture of the video, and they're all laughing. So they're probably just relieved to be out of that cramped vehicle.
Guess. I don't believe there were 40 in it.
Police said there were a total of 40 people, 39 men and one poor woman crammed into the van.
Stink in there, too.
Oh, sure it did. Crammed into the van, which was designed to carry just 6 passengers. But it had its seats taken out, Craig, so they could fit a few more in that way. The workers were on their way to a construction site in another area of the city. Police said the driver was ticketed for overloading and the van was seized. I want to see the video. We need to pull the video up. We still haven't got any votes on that.
You know what? I vote on it.
I vote on it too. That's 2-1.
That's 2-1.
Lori?
No, 2-0.
Hey, Lori.
Oh, Lori, that's right. She's the one.
Yeah, Lori.
We're gonna talk about her.
Loser.
Oh!
Because 1 and 2, you know.
I guess I'm going to have to buy some equipment because next week I'll be on my own.
Love you, Lori.
When they find your body washed up somewhere.
Oh, by the way, while we're talking about people in our personal lives, my dad's mad at you.
Did he get mad because I said yo-yo?
Yeah, I had dinner with him last night.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you need to apologize.
No, I don't.
No, you don't. You did on the podcast.
What did he say?
he laughed about it. He said,
oh, good.
He was glad we – oh, hey, Dad. He does listen, so.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I don't really think you're a yo-yo, Mr. Lindsay.
Thank you.
I think your son is. By the way, how's Alan doing?
Don't talk about Alan that way. He's not a yo-yo. He's just a little goofy.
Alan's awesome. You, on the other hand, missing a couple.
I'm doing this again.
Missing a couple. Oh, come on.
One more time. That'll all stay in, but just to bring us back into focus, okay. Here it is, one more time.
I was just going to say you were missing a couple of proteins somewhere, but Alan, he's perfect. Hey, you ready for this?
Been ready.
Poo protest against New Zealand government.
What?
We talked to Drop D about this.
Yeah.
Protesters from the Action Station Group launched 50 inflatable poop emojis onto Lake Ohakuri. Ohakuri.
That's a lot of poop.
On the Waikato, or is it Waikato River?
Who knows?
You know, New Zealand's got all these crazy cool names for places.
New Zealand is awesome.
I want to go. I want New Zealand to send us there.
I love to. And by the way, when I was growing up, there was a New Zealand pop star that me and Jerry Thomas had listened to. I actually had to special order the cassette.
Who was it?
Monty Video.
Okay.
Nobody's ever heard of him but me and Jerry Thomas.
Well, we need someone from New Zealand to speak up and let us know. Okay, now, would it be okay if I got back to the poo story?
He had a song called Shoop Shoop Diddy Wop, comma, comma, Wang Dang.
Ozzy, 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 Oi, Oi, Oi. You done?
Yes.
And
another
near
song
where
called Who's Calling? Don't Hang Up. There's another song ahead.
That's awesome. I'm so glad you're getting to get all this out and you're getting to get on memory lane.
Who's Calling?
Could I maybe go over this poo emoji thing?
I got excited thinking about Monty Video, and I apologize for you.
Anyway, protesters from the Action Station Group launched, I feel like I've read that five times.
You probably
50
have.
50 inflatable poo emojis onto Lake near where the ruling National Party was holding a conference to highlight new standards, which it said would mean more contaminants in fresh water.
Oh, so they're saying we're going to change it so that it's easier to clean, but it won't be as clean, more or less.
Sure.
Yeah.
The group claims that the proposed new standards would not improve water quality and would instead result in more poo and wee in the water.
Yuck.
I ain't drinking that. Poo, poo, wee, 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 ozzy, 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 oi, oi, oi.
Shoop, shoop, diddy, wop,
comma,
comma, wang,
dang. Hence the emoji-based protest. We decided to have some fun with the emojis to illustrate our point, but this is not a lighthearted issue, campaigner Laura O'Connell Rapira told the paper. However, environmentalists say the government has shifted the goalpost. Well, that doesn't seem like that'd be by the rules at all.
That's against the rules. I'm
by
here to
basing
tell
water cleanliness.
Sounds like
the
something
of,
Alabama would do, you know.
Whatever that means. I can't speak to the sports ball. By basing water cleanliness on the amount of E. coli contamination, meaning that a clean river could still contain dangerous quantities of fecal matter containing other...
Did you say fecal matter?
Yeah.
Fecal surprise.
Containing other harmful bacteria.
Here's a headline for you,
this
Craig.
This right here is weird podcast gold right here.
Man sets fire to smoke out possums, ends up burning his house down instead. I guess the possums are still there.
Next story.
This is from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. A man trying to scare away possums by setting a fire has destroyed his home. LMP reports the row house blaze on Wednesday in Lancaster began when a man used a butane torch to light a pile of leaves in his backyard. The man apparently hoped the smoke would help rid him of the marsupials, which are known for playing dead. A city fire marshal says the fire got out of control and spread to the home, which was built of wood. That's not a good... You know, fire and wood...
Well, and another thing is, possums, like, eat tons of insects and stuff.
Sure.
They're, like, our only marsupial.
Yeah.
And you want to kill them all.
And they don't harm anything.
No.
If you've got pets, they may eat the food.
They're ugly.
Not
but,
really.
I mean, they're not exactly the cutest animal.
Says you.
That's because you look like one.
The building was condemned. Three people were displaced as a result of the fire. I did not say basalt.
Sounds like you said as a result of the fire.
Basalta, which did $50,000 in damage. A firefighter required hospital treatment for an injured shoulder. So this fire, to scare away the possums, caused a whole heck of a lot of damage. And pain and agony.
That's crazy.
Gloom, despair, and agony caused by a fire.
Man enters home, discharges fire extinguisher, prays with resident.
Okay, we can end that one there, but go ahead and read it because it's got a lot of good.
Do people hear these? It seems like I always get these too.
This is from Ohio.
But do people hear these headlines and they try to piece them together in their mind like I do? And
yeah.
And you can't?
I hope so.
Man enters home, discharges fire extinguisher, praise with resident.
This is from Ohio. We've got to get an Ohio thing.
We're going to have to. A bizarre case prompted the Wayne County Sheriff's Office to issue a reminder for residents to lock their doors. Captain Doug Hunter.
Oh, Captain
said
Hunter.
Doug Hunter said a 20-year-old man walked into a home of an East Union Township couple, discharged a fire extinguisher, then laid at the foot of their bed.
He was at the wrong house. He should have been at the Possum House. He may have saved the place.
Oh, no. Shortly thereafter, the man of the house and the intruder had a short time of prayer before the intruder left in the darkness, Hunter said. After leaving the house, Hunter said the man stole a golf cart from a nearby business.
Good grief.
When deputies pulled over the golf cart, the man identified himself as Jesus.
Really?
Things got very strange in a hurry.
Wait a minute. They were already strange.
The man stated he wanted to...
Nope, he did not.
The deputies were just not interested in having that type of relationship. Well, you know, being friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, just being friends. Hunter said the man was handcuffed and taken to the hospital for a mental evaluation, you think?
Yes.
The man faces a number of charges for allegedly entering the home and stealing the golf cart. This case should serve as a reminder to lock your doors because you never know who might be wandering about and might just walk into your home, Hunter said. The sheriff's office doesn't think the man intended to steal anything from the home or harm anyone. They just suspected that he was on drugs or having a serious mental issue.
Something's not right.
You going, no, you didn't.
Okay. We got a student here. It's in some hot water, Craig.
Well, that's called a bath.
Student arrested after crawling into a duct to steal an exam.
Hmm.
You ever cheat, Craig? You ever cheat on a test?
I plead the something.
Me too.
Was it the fifth?
It is the fifth, yes.
I plead the fifth, sixth, and seventh just to be safe.
It was a simple plan. A college student would crawl through an air duct. He's seen way
did
too
bring,
many movies.
Did he bring duct tape with him?
Hope so.
Because that's when you would actually need it.
At a building housing an instructor's office in the wee hours of the morning.
It was the wee hours.
Lower himself from the ceiling and with the help of a cohort, steal a copy of the final exam for a statistics class. But the odds were never in their favor. You see what they did there? Statistics class, odds in their... Okay, anyway.
Yeah,
instructor at the University of Kentucky... who was working very late.
That's not that far up the road.
It's right up the street. Had gone out for a midnight meal and returned just in time to derail the plan, according to a university spokesman. The episode unfolded around 2 a.m. on Wednesday at the university's campus in Lexington, Kentucky. One of the students, Henry Lynch II, had made his way through the duct, a distance of less than 10 feet, to the third floor office of the instructor, John P. Kane.
Oh, yeah, he played keyboards for Journey.
So, Mr. Blanton said that Mr. Lynch made his way from the ceiling and lowered himself to the floor 8 feet below him.
Something like that.
Yeah, Mr. Blanton noted that the office had filing cabinets and other furniture that could serve as footholds to help climb down from the drop ceiling, but it was not clear how or where Mr. Lynch gained access to the duct. Once inside the office, Mr. Lynch, a 21-year-old junior studying biosystems engineering, opened the door for another student, Troy Kaputh.
Kaputh. The whole plan went kaputh.
A 21-year-old sophomore studying agricultural economics. I have a hard time saying agricultural.
Agricultural.
Agricultural economics.
That's okay. You can't say burglary either.
I can't either. It's not clear how long the two were in the office before Mr. Kane returned from his late night meal and found that something was blocking the door when he tried to open it.
It was a filing
He's like,
cabinet.
This is not right. When Mr. Kane yelled out that he was going to call the police, the students burst from the office and ran down the hall.
Why did they burst back up through the vent?
I guess they couldn't jump that high.
That should have been part of their plan.
Not long after the police arrived, Mr. Lynch, concerned that Mr. Kane would be able to identify him from his class, returned to the building and confessed.
Please tell me the guy's name was Mr. David Lynch. Please be David Lynch. Because you know why?
Mr. Lynch.
You know why?
Why?
That'd make it really weird.
Mr. Lynch and Mr.
You're not going to have me have that, are you?
Who was not in Mr. Kane's class, were each charged with felony burglary. They're in real hot water now. They cannot be reached for comment on Thursday.
Because they're in the pokey.
That's right. They're in the Stony Lonesome down
there. In the big house.
Up there in Kentucky. They are scheduled to be arraigned on June 26th.
Hmm.
What do you think about that?
And he didn't even find the exam.
So you cheated, did you, in school?
No.
Did you not? No. Never?
Maybe once.
I'm really...
And you know what? I got caught. So here it is, kids. I'm going to tell you right now. I tried once. I got caught. Luckily, I had a really cool teacher, Coach Thaxton.
Great teacher.
And he laughed it off.
What if he listened to us?
Popeye's manager arrested for allegedly dipping chicken in cocaine-based flour to increase business sales.
Now know what that is? That's marketing outside the box.
This is also a manager that's making too good of money.
Absolutely.
Popeye's in Brunswick, Georgia, is under investigation after a man alerted police that he got a euphoric high after eating dinner from the restaurant. Now, that's not really fair. I've eaten plenty of restaurants where I've gotten a, we talked about the awesome pot roast at
I
get a euphoric high.
Sure enough.
The man stated after he ate dinner he was craving more and more food. Brunswick Police Department went to the Popeye's location and collected samples of the food and found numerous trace amounts of drugs, marijuana, heroin, and crack cocaine. Many more arrests and details to come.
So
when you say this stuff's made of crack, got crack in it.
If you wanted to sell more food, adding a little marijuana may help because of the munchie effect, you know?
Allegedly.
But cocaine, that's an expensive marketing gimmick right there, my friend.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's too much.
Hey.
Yeah.
Once you get to this next one.
Pickle juice soda fascinates the internet.
Gross.
Quickly sells out.
That drink pickle juice, people that like...
Does anybody drink pickle juice?
Yes. That's what this is. Pickle juice soda.
Yeah.
People like pickle juice. They like, I lost my train of thought. What was it? Popsicles.
I might try.
No.
I would try a pickle popsicle.
I like pickles, but
sure.
they're pretty intense on their own.
An Ohio-based candy retailer said online curiosity spurred a sellout run on its latest unusual product. Pickle juice soda pop.
Nope.
It's just soda. Grandpa Joe's Candy Shop, based in Miamisburg, announced the release.
Florida.
Yeah, it is. Announced the release of the soda Friday on its Facebook page, and the store quickly ran out of stock when online orders started pouring in.
You say went online?
That's right, online. If you're the kind of pickle lover who relishes all things pickle.
Relishes.
Yes.
See what they did there?
It's going to be a really big deal. Oh, D-I-L-L,
Dill, D-I-L-L.
Pickle juice soda pop is here, the store quipped on its Facebook post. The store's website is allowing the brine curious
to add their names
to a waiting list for when the beverages are back in stock. Note, due to the huge response to pickle juice soda, please allow 10 to 15 business days for processing.
That's disgusting.
The website. Is it really?
I don't want a carbonated pickle soda.
Jones Company Sodas.
They make normal flavors, neat flavors,
they
good
make
flavors,
all kinds of
yummy
good flavors,
flavors.
But they also make a turkey and dressing flavor.
That's disgusting.
I know. They make these weird flavors, but they really have a sweet. I mean, it doesn't taste like
novelty.
You're drinking. It's novelty. That's exactly right. It doesn't taste like you're drinking a turkey and dressing dinner.
That's disgusting. Hey.
What?
Did Flash Jackets pay his bill this month?
I think he did.
Hey,
yeah.
It's the Flash Jackets top 10.
Oh, my goodness. We've got a good one tonight.
10 best Adam Sandler movies. Some people would actually argue that there are no good Adam Sandler movies.
You know what?
I disagree, though, because I've actually seen a few that are funny.
But this list comes to us from listland.com.
And I've only seen four of these.
My very favorite Adam Sandler movie did not make the number one. It is on this list, but it didn't make
the
number
one. Okay, we'll get there and find out. I'm already looking at number one, and that's a good one.
Yes.
So number 10.
Yep.
The Waterboy.
That's a great movie.
That's the one that's got, okay.
It's got Henry Winkler.
Henry Winkler's in it. They're in Florida. Gators.
That's right.
Yeah. He has a thing with gators or something, doesn't he?
He must be.
In Happy Gilmore.
Yeah. Number 9, Billy Madison, which is kind of funny. I think The Waterboy is better than Billy Madison, though.
Number 8, I avoided because it was a remake, The Longest Yard.
That one I have not seen.
I haven't seen it either.
The original was a classic, though. Number 7, I did see Big Daddy.
Not seen that one.
Good one. Number 6, Craig, I didn't see Anger Management.
Yeah, Anger Management. I never saw that one either.
Jack Nicholson.
Kind of funny. Number 5, Rain Over Me. I have no idea what that is.
I have never heard of that one. Number 4, Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore is just, I was
that one's
crying
hilarious.
Watching the movie. Say what you want about Adam Sandler. There are so many people in that movie that are making, and just
Bob Barker.
The Bob Barker bit was just.
And the guy with the wooden hand.
Oh, it's Carl Weathers.
Yeah, Carl Weathers.
Another Gator, remember?
Yeah, that's right. Number 3, Funny People, which was good. It was more of a drama than a comedy, but it was very good.
Now, I don't know. Punch Drunk Love, number 2. Did you see that?
I saw it, and that is my all-time favorite Adam Sandler movie.
So it's good.
It's fantastic. It's different. It's very different. It's not a comedy at all. There's a few times you'll laugh, but very good movie.
Did I have the first one? Or
number 1.
Yeah, you got number 1.
The number 1 top 10 best Adam Sandler movie, The Wedding Singer.
That movie kills me.
It's
That's
a great
so funny.
Movie.
And they also didn't have, what was the one with the remote control?
Oh, it was called Remote, I think.
Click or something.
Click, that was it.
That
was
pretty
Click.
Funny. And then I thought Pixels was great.
I hadn't seen that yet, but I've got it recorded.
And there was the one Bedtime Story one or whatever. That was pretty good with who's the British guy?
I don't know, but Click had a Christopher Walken in it.
Yeah, oh, Walken.
Yes.
Yeah, there's some other good stuff. And then he had the one on Netflix, which was really good. The 12 guys, whatever, the Western one.
I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Didn't see it. Was it a comedy?
Yeah, it was funny.
Okay, I'll check it out. But I'm not going to check it out right now.
No, okay, right now. Let's just go to the end of the show.
End of the show. Thank you for listening to us.
Bring in that beautiful Mark Patch music.
Thank you, Ace Podcast Network.
Ace Podcast.
For having us as part of your network. We'll see you guys next episode.